Welcome back to the Global Tehillim Metaphysics Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making this call a part of your day here at Yom Sheni, 29th day of the month of Shvat, and already Rosh Chodesh Adar, Yom Shlishi, the 30th day of Shvat in Eretz Yisrael. Hope I have that right and that it's not already Aleph. Pretty sure I have that correct. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Moshe Shaket of Hadar High School for Girls in Boca Raton, Florida, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. I want to thank Rabbi Shaket. It's today technically an off day, although the school has their dinner tonight. We wish them the best with that, and I want to thank Rabbi Shaket, as always, for being on with us. He's a dear friend, a mentor, and really a precious gem for all of Am Yisrael. Following Rabbi Shaket's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, beginning with Perek Chaf, moving on to Kuf Chaf Aleph, and concluding with Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. After Tehillim, we will recite Achenu, both in Hebrew as well as in English, be followed by the Mishra Berach for our incredible and brave Chayalim. And finally, Rabbi Shaket will conclude with the Mishra Berach L'cholim, for all those who are in need of our collective tefillot, of our collective prayers, who are in need of a refuah, for a healing. And Rabbi Shaket will pause for about 30 seconds so that each of us can insert the names of all those we are davening for. A personal plea, very, very dear friend of mine, dear friend of our family, is unfortunately very, very sick. I've mentioned his name many, many times on the email, on the call. It's in the daily email. If you have a pen, if you have a pencil, you're able just to write down his name so that please we insert the names during the Mishra Berach L'cholim. You're able to mention his name as well. It's also could be found in the email as an addition, but I think I've stalled enough. Hopefully everyone was able to grab a pen and pencil. And I just ask a personal favor, which I don't know if I've ever done it all these years on the Tehillim call. Please, please keep him in mind in your personal tefillos throughout the day, throughout the week. He greatly, greatly needs us to storm Shemayim, to storm the gates of heaven. Please keep in mind Raphael Yitzchak Aaron, Ben Malkachana. Again, Raphael Yitzchak Aaron, Ben Malkachana, desperately in need of our collective tefillos. Please, during the pause, our mindset while we're davening, amongst all other things, please have in mind for Refuah Shalema, for Raphael Yitzchak Aaron, Ben Malkachana. To sign up for the daily reminder email, you can do so at ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, the link, as always, is ou.org/Tehillim Call. The last time we had on Rabbi Shaket on the program, his second safer was, I believe, in pre-sale. Now it has already been out. Our own shul, Boca Raton Synagogue, had a program last night promoting the book, and I have to give a shout-out, because really every time Rabbi Shaket speaks or shares Torah, it's something all of us to be impacted by his words. And so if you have yet to get it, the new release, Mo'adim, with meaning, to be purchased on Mosaic Press's website, Mosaic Press, or in your local farm store. It's short, inspirational insights from a wide array of sources that are easy to stay over and relatable to every day, to all of our lives. And again, just in time for Purim and Pesach, Mo'adim, with meaning, to be found either at mosaicpress.org, I believe that's their website. Actually, I don't know if it's .org. Mosaic Press is the website. Just search it. Or your local farm store, again, to get a copy of Rabbi Shaket's amazing thing. And with that, I took more than enough time. B'chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Shaket.
Thank you so much, Naftali, for always giving me the opportunity to share words of Torah with you. This past week, we read Parshas Shkolim that was in preparation for word we have a Beis HaMikdash, and please God, by this coming Wednesday, at the commencement of Rosh Chodesh Adar, we will once again have the opportunity to fulfill this mitzvah of making a contribution of a half a shekel in preparation and in collection to prepare for all the korbanos of the community that will be brought to please God, beginning with Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And in one of the first few psukim in which Hashem gives the instruction to Moshe, he says the following, Zeyitnu kol ha'over al-pukudim machatis ha'shech. He says, this is what they shall give. Everyone who passes through the census should give a half a shekel. Rashi wonders, what exactly does Hashem mean when he says the word zeh? Typically the word zeh, this, connotes or implies that he's pointing to something, or he's using some imagery to communicate something that he wants Moshe to be able to do. What exactly did HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicate to Moshe with the word zeh? And Rashi comments that actually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes a flame as imagery to depict the imagery of what the shekel was meant to look like. And therefore, he would know, Moshe Rabbeinu, what specifically, what currency was meant to be used in order to take the census and to ultimately collect all of that currency to purchase korbanos for the community. And the obvious question that many of the Mefarshim grapple with is, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically use a flame? There are many different modalities he could depict exactly what he had Kiviyachol in mind, perhaps smoke, perhaps through the air, perhaps a hologram. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically use a flame, a fire, to portray the image that he had in mind for what the Machatzis HaShekel was meant to look like? Rav Yisrael Meir Druk Shlita, in his well-known and incredible Svarim Eish Tamid, gives a number of different answers as to why HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically uses a flame. And I'd like to share one of them with you today. And he explains that a flame, when it begins as very small, only can illuminate a small area. But as we know, a flame can grow and have a profound impact around themselves, in its surroundings. For example, while a flame, if it was in a room that already had light, may not be able to have a profound impact or influence, the minute you turn the lights off, you see that just that little flame can illuminate an entire room. Or, unfortunately, in a destructive manner, what a little flame on its own, when it is controlled and limited, doesn't have much of an impact, but it can spread literally like wildfire, all from that genesis of that small little flame. And Rav Yisrael Meidruk explains the same thing is true when it comes to tzedakah. Oftentimes we feel that if we are not positioned, if we don't have the resources necessary to make a profound impact through our giving, through our contributions, through our donations, we say to ourselves, what's the point? My 25-cent quarter is going to be able to go ahead and have an impact. The dollar that I put in the pushka is really going to have an influence on those around me. Says Rav Yisrael Meir Druk, that's what we're meant to learn when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says zeh, and he uses the flame, that just as a flame on its own could be very small, but could have an impact of tremendous magnitude, the same is true with our giving. When we give even just a small amount, it can grow, it can add, and it can ultimately culminate with a tremendous impact on the Jewish people. And I want to add that I think this is not only true when it comes to actually giving from our pocket, but it comes to any type of contribution that we give. You know, when we look at our Rabbanim, we look at our Menahalim, we look at our principals, we say those are people in positions of leadership. Those are the ones who make the most profound impact. Who am I? I'm a simple balabas. I come to Minyan. I go to my Daf Yomi. I sit in the back of the shul. Can I really make an impact in the small way that I can? Says what I would like to suggest from this message of Yisrael Meir Druk is, yes, in fact, every small impact can add up to something great. Everything that you can contribute can ultimately culminate with a profound impact on your family, on your shul, on your community, and at Klal Yisrael at large. We shouldn't limit ourselves. We shouldn't put ourselves into a box. We shouldn't be able to say to ourselves, what am I really capable of contributing? The same way that small flame, both positively and destructively, can grow into something much greater, and the same way that the small donations, the small contributions, can grow into something even greater, the same is true with everything that we're capable of contributing to. So we have to look inside ourselves, Chevra. We have to be able to dig beneath the surface, discover and expose whatever kochos, whatever strengths HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given to us. We have to capitalize on those incredible strengths. We have to utilize those strengths. We have to expose and reveal those strengths. And we have to be able to identify within Klal Yisrael, within our shuls, within our families, our unique opportunity, the privilege, but most importantly, the responsibility to contribute to the Jewish people and the world at large with the small steps and the small contributions that we're capable of, because there's no doubt that those can grow into much larger things. And with that, we'll begin with Tehillim Chaf, Psalm 20. We'll recite it together. Lamanaseach Mizmor LeDavid, Yamcha Adonai B'yom Tzara, Yisadev Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Yisach Ezrocha Mikodesh U'mitzion Yisadeka, Yizkor Komin Chosecha B'yoratcha Yedashne Tzela, Yitein Lecha Chil Bavecha, Ho'atzavcha Yimalei, Neranena B'shuasecha V'shem Eloheinu Nidgol, Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecha. We will now move to Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Al yitein lemot raglecha al yanum shomrecha. Hinei lo yanum velo yishon shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tilcha yad minecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakecha v'yoreach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikoro, yishmor snafshecha. Adonai yishmor tezcha bo'echa me'ata v'yad ulam. And finally, Tehillim Koflamid, Psalm chapter 130. Alos mimam hakim tirasicha Adonai. Adonai shema v'koli, tiena z'nefek ha-shuvos v'kol tacham Adonai. Im avanos pishmariyah adunai mi yamod ki imcha savicha lema'am tivorei ivit adunai kimstam nafshiv lidvaro hochalti nafshiv adunai mishomim laboker shomerim laboker yachel yisrael al adunai ki madunai achesed verdei mofidus hu yivtet yisrael mikol avonosav achenu kol beis yisrael and esunim asar uvashivya haomdim bein bayom uvein bayabasha hamokim yirachem aleinu yotzi'em mitzar al yirvachol me'afel al yora umishivu legeula. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom. Now, swiftly and soon, let us say, Amen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Malei Rachamim Aleinu, Lachlilam Le'Achlosam, Lachazikam Le'Achayosam, Yishlach Lehem, Meir Refuah Shlama Min HaShamayim, V'Chol Averim V'Chol Gideyem, V'Sof Shach Le'Yisrael, Refuah Tanefesh, Refuah Tagruch, Hashtob Agolav Zman Kariv, V'Nomar, Amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Shaka. Truly a pleasure to have you on. Accidentally hung up. I was supposed to press the unmute button. I think not the last time, but... almost a year ago when we had Rabbi Shaka on the program, our family was driving to Orlando for Pesach to spend with family. And I didn't time it right. It was like three blocks away as we were pulling up to where we were staying. And likewise today, as I shared last week, technically the OU's offices are closed today. But there's an opportunity for us to come together, to daven together. Right now I'm in the car with, you might hear all the children in the background. One of our children, Adira, celebrating her birthday. We just had a party. But I felt very strongly that today was an opportunity, especially my dear friend, her father, Yitzchak Aaron, Ben Malka Chana. I didn't want to waste an opportunity for us to storm the gates of Shemayim, to beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Refuah Shalema to him. And again, deeply thankful to Rabbi Shaka on an off day as well with his school dinner tonight, finding and making the time few of us as well. So again, thank you so much, Rabbi Shaki. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please God in the earth, Hashem, in the near future. And again, I want to give a plug, push for his wonderful paper, Moadim, with meaning, which can be found at Mosaic Press's website or at your local bookstore. And with that, please join us again for our next scheduled program, which will be tomorrow, Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayers together. Tomorrow, tonight already here in the States, Rosh Chodesh Adar, again Rosh Chodesh, already celebrating it in Eretz Yisrael, to bring with it a month of incredible, incredible simcha and joy, the vikas to one another. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I thank Rebecca Levy, as always, for all of her help. I'm going to have her down in Boca tomorrow. I'm very excited to see her. It's been a long time. With that, don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. The heart's full of faith. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, physics, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael. Wishing everyone a wonderful, safe day. Beautiful, wonderful Chodesh. Bodesh Tov to everyone in Israel, Israel Hashem for all of us in a few hours. Have a wonderful day. Mm-hmm.